So the final score in the Welsh Youth Cup semi-final was Wrexham 3, TNS 5. And although it was a harsh scoreline for the Wrexham youngsters, you couldn't argue about which side was going through. But in a very entertaining game, as you might gather, played at Kevin Durwood's excellent new ground, The Rock, it really was a case of Wrexham looking a bit tired, a bit jaded. They played essentially 3 games in 5 days because a very young youth-orientated side played for the reserves on last Wednesday, and then the youth team played again on Friday. And in the end, he just felt they looked a little ragged and tired. I think that may well just have told. They started brightly enough, and Ed Marsh scored a goal from a rebound off the keeper. But after that, after about the first 15 minutes, in all honesty, they struggled to get a toehold in the match. It was open. There were chances at either end, but TNS looked the better side, equalised, and then a couple of minutes into the second half, they went ahead. But Wrexham responded, and Jake Colbeck scored a nice goal on the volley after the keeper had rather flapped at a corner and pushed it out towards him. But TNS went ahead again. Wrexham pulled back and equalised once more. It was an astute substitution. John Royal came on. He's a big angular striker. And until then, Wrexham had been hitting quite a lot of long stuff. And the TNS defenders were a lot more muscular than the Wrexham attacking players. And it was coming straight back at Wrexham. Royal gave them something to make the ball stick up front, although his goal owed more to his persistence really than anything else. A long ball from the halfway line by Steve Thomason should have been keeper's ball. He started to come, decided not to, then came again, and his hesitation was fatal, and Royal jumped with him and headed it through him essentially and into the net. So 3-3, and Wrexham was starting to look dangerous. Marsh was picking the ball up on the right hand side and getting into some promising positions, and you felt that maybe Wrexham might have ridden their luck and be able to take advantage. But the key moment came 10 minutes from the end, the decisive moment. Long ball into Wrexham's box, and the centre forward Scott Quigley, who was the most impressive player on the pitch and had scored 2 of TNS's goals already, he went into a 50-50 with the Wrexham keeper Louis Gray. Quigley just got there first. Gray's hands caught Quigley in the face. The ref correctly gave a penalty, maybe a little harshly, sent Gray off as well. Maybe I'm being a hypocrite saying that. I mean, Quigley had knocked it past him with his head, and I guess probably would have scored, so I suppose it was a red, but I'm not sure Gray intended to do anything but attack the ball. And Gray sent off. Wrexham have no other youth keeper available to them. Louis Moss had to play on Friday for the whole game in goal because Gray was injured and was doubtful for this match. So Moss had to put the gloves on again, had no chance with the penalty, and it was 4-3, and Wrexham then just had to really push on. They took off a defender for a striker and essentially played of two at the back and didn't really get anywhere. They couldn't get a foothold to 10 men, and in the 94th minute, the ball was knocked over the top. Quigley looked offside, flag stayed down, and he finished off his hat-trick. But it was an interesting one. It was a character builder, I think, for the Wrexham young lads more than anything else. A highly entertaining match, but you somehow felt that perhaps it was the fact that TNS had a bit more muscle than Wrexham that was the decisive factor in the end. Wrexham side, there's quite a few players who've had the odd taste of first team football, but they weren't able to impose that quality. And like I said, maybe it was the tiredness really in the end and their legs that was decisive, but they never really managed to get the quality of coherent play going for any great period of time. So Wrexham out of the Welsh Youth Cup, as always, next year.